Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio, and welcome, YouTube. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. And tonight we are going to continue our angel studies. There was our YouTube echo. tonight we're going to continue our studies with angels. Sister Sunday sent us several ones that she had studied that were really good, and by respective teachers, Tim Sheets, which we are going to do a more fully. Hi, John Wehner on YouTube. It's so good to have you with us. We are going to do a full study of Tim Sheets' teachings on angels. But first, we have a couple. We're going to do a short blip of his tonight. It's only about 10 minutes long. And then we're going to study a couple from Oral Roberts and then his son, Richard Roberts. We really like doing these different studies because you get a different aspect or a different focus from each one of them on their studies of angels, and it gives us a really nice rounded picture to learn from, and we love these studies. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. I think there are four different ones. They're all fairly short. I think the longest one maybe is 45 minutes long. Setting up on Facebook. That's what I'm doing right at the moment. So anyways, we'll do those studies tonight. And then I think probably tomorrow we'll start another more in-depth study with Tim Sheets, which if any of you watch our morning program, we've play Dutch Sheets' Give Him 15 program each morning. And that is Tim's brother. Tim actually does a lot of the writing for Dutch's program. We love both of them. Highly, highly respect them and everything that they have done for the kingdom of God. They have such profound understanding, so we really appreciate them and their teachings. Okay, I think we are all set up there. All of our information is on Facebook. Here comes Brother Dan. How are things going with you, John? Good to have you with us. And good evening, Brother Dan. It's good to have you with us, too. Oh, he doesn't have a microphone yet, so he's not quite connected. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get us started. Our first teaching, like I said, is just a short little teaching of Tim Sheets. Hold on, I got to get my screens under control here. It seems Blog Talk wanted to take over there. All right, here we go. Lord. In Jesus. Amen. Amen. What a way to start. Was everybody able to keep up to the declarations? I did. I really worked at endeavoring to say every one of those declarations with them. That is like,
yeah,
good, good. Yeah, that was wonderful. Okay, now we're going on to Oral Roberts. And this is Angels That Help Us. Just like Brother Dutch, Tim, just did for us. Okay, here we go. Oh, my goodness. Hold on, my... Speaker just fell. I hope you are all still there.
Yep.
Okay, good, good. I lost my screen. Okay, there we go. There we go. Back to our screen now. My speaker periodically falls on my buttons and hits a whole bunch of things. Screen. Okay, here we go. Oh. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Oh,
Wow. That to me is so powerful. As old as that video was, you still could see the power or feel the power there. It's amazing, isn't it? Oh my goodness. Yeah. And the crowd. Wow. That's amazing, the amount of people that were there, and they traveled a long ways, and travel was not easy then compared to what it is now. That's just amazing, and I love it. And even though the whole study wasn't on angels, the part that was good in this whole healing crusade. Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
I kind of look back at Oral Roberts as my baby spiritual father.
Yeah.
Because it was Oral that I got saved.
Oh, was it really? Oh?
Back in 75. And I wrote to him and asked him for the little booklet. And I said, any books you can give me. I got so hungry for God's word. And it made sense to me. It's broken down where I could understand. It made sense.
Yeah.
And if it made sense, it clicked. It was good to go.
Yeah.
And it was just that basic, like, turning on a light switch.
Yeah.
One of his books. And I thought, it makes sense. It's like turning on the faucet for the Holy Spirit, the baptism. You know, it's just amazing. The simplified words.
That's what I was just going to say. So simple and so direct and so powerful. Yeah. I love it. I enjoyed that. Okay, here we go on to our next teaching. This one is Richard Roberts. Just love these. Thank you for sharing Sunday. We love it. Oh, do I have video yet? Nope. Yeah, and thank you for letting me know. I forgot to turn on the video the last time. Here we go.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, that was awesome words, too. And more affirmation that we can command our angels. And now, whoops, and now we have one more message. This one is for Richard, from Richard, too. And this is how to activate our own personal angel. So this ought to be interesting, too. Here we go. Oops. They stopped the share again, didn't they? Yep.
That's it. Here we go. Amen.
There's a little Joni Lamb. So, wow, what great messages and instruction. And I know this is building great assurance and understanding in all of us. We're getting this down deep inside of us, and it's wonderful. Did anybody get anything new tonight? I think we all have, you know, pretty much the basic understanding, but the more you hear, I'm trying to pull up our communion stuff right now, this is what's going on. The more we hear these words and these truths, the more solid and secure it is within us. And that's the whole point of coming to that understanding and assurance that we do have angels and they do work for us and we can command our angels. I love these words. I love these words, and I hope you guys are loving them and getting as much out of them as I am, as we are. Pastor Sue has been studying these. And these ones, like I said, Sister Sunday shared these with us tonight. Thank you, Sunday, for sharing. And now we're going to go to our communion. Oops.
I have to go get my convenient element.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right.
BRB.
BRB. We got it. We'll be here. It's amazing to me how many stories. I know we talked about this the other night. Audrey was sharing a story of when her son was younger and she knew that they had an angel encounter and the angel disappeared as soon as whatever the situation was taken care of. And that happens over and over again. You hear people all the time. And that's usually when it dawns on us, oh my, this was an angel. I know Pastor's angel encounter, that's how he knew too. And a friend of ours, just very, actually it was this winter, had an angel encounter that was really neat. It was, he's a truck driver too. And we had a serious blizzard out here. And one of his truck driving friends got stranded in the blizzard, and he was stuck, and he said, do you think you can get to me and pull me out? So Leo took off and was going to go help him. Well, he got partway out there on the highway, and he said it was so bad he couldn't see where he was at. He couldn't tell if he was on the road or anything. It was horrendous. And so he called his friend and he said, are you okay? He said, I don't think I can get to you. He said, I can't see anything. I can't tell where I'm on the road or anything. And his friend said, it's okay. He said, I'm taken care of. He said, don't try to, you know, come any further. So then he tried to turn around to come back, and he couldn't see where to turn around. He was afraid to stay there because he didn't know if other vehicles would be coming or not, but he turned on his lights and he just kind of sat there. He said then all of a sudden these lights showed up, and he said there was two men in a pickup truck, and they pulled up beside him and they said, hey man, are you all right? And he said, well, he said, I was going to help another friend and now I can't see to go any place. And he said, I was going to turn around and I can't see the turnaround. And he said, so I guess I'll just stay here. And they said, oh, no problem. And they backed up and shined their lights so he could see exactly where to turn around. And he got turned around, and then he went, flashed his lights at him, and they completely disappeared. Were just gone. He was like, oh my, that was angels. So they are there. They are here with us all the time. And if we remember that, we may be able to engage more with them or realize they're there. I love it. Like what Robert was saying tonight, he could feel. He can feel his angels with him, even though he's not ever seen them physically. Other people have. He can feel the angels. And who, Kevin Zadii, that we were studying, he said he can always tell when his angels are here because he can feel the heat from them behind him. He said, I always get very warm and can feel the heat and know that they're there, or know that he says.
That's my situation.
Oh my goodness, that scared me so
much. When I'm praying at night and I feel that I'm cold, I can feel, I just feel like the Holy Spirit has come over me. But just an angel, you know, almost every night for me.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. Sunday, you had an angel story too, didn't you? Was it you that... It was telling us recently about, maybe not, or she maybe. Okay, that's what I was going to say. I think you might be dealing with Sophie.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Were you telling us that you had an angel encounter too?
In a dream, yeah.
Oh.
The logo on my patio.
Yes. Yes.
And I was thinking about that today. I thought, Lord, I want more of those experiences. Because I know they were real.
Yeah.
So real.
Yeah. Do you want to share that? Do you want to share that real quick? All right.
I had a dream that I had gotten up during the night because I heard something. And it was summertime, you know, it wasn't much called cold. It was just kind of chilly yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned on my patio light, and I went out and looked out, and there was this hobo sitting out there on my little table. And I felt awful. I said, man, he must be. I said, what are you doing on my patio? And he says, I'm hungry. So I said, well, I've got food here. I'll make you a nice sandwich. Would you like some milk, coffee? And he says, I'll have a glass of milk. So I went and got all this stuff, and I thought, well, can't very well sit out there. So I said, so you could either use a little table and sit there and eat, because I didn't know him. You know, I wasn't afraid of him, but I didn't know.
So I said,
or you can come in. And, around to do something, I come back and he's in my living room. Now, the patio is locked. I'm talking to the stranger this evening. And I had his food in my hands and I set it down. I said to him, he's wearing a white robe, just an elderly man. Mm-hmm. That he had white hair, white beard, very trimmed up, kind of heavy step, you know, husky built. And I said, oh, my. I knew instantly that it was an angel of the Lord. And he touched me. What he did, I went down because of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
He picked me up. Then he put his hand on me, on my right, my left shoulder. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And it was, I got strength from that because I stood up. With no problem.
Oh,
and that was the end of the dream, but it was really a good one.
Yeah, wow, that is. You have amazing dreams, too. You're very, very in tune, too.
I had dreams.
That is awesome.
My nephew and I, we just got home from church, and we were going to walk up to the store, which is only a half a block back. The Kroger's.
Mm-hmm.
And the road is kind of like real narrow. One car has stopped to let the other one go through. It's one of those. And so Darwin and I were walking on the side of the road. And I was on the outer and he was on the inner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he was talking to 12. And so we're sitting there talking about church and what a great service we had. And the car did not stop like it normally did. Both of them passed each other. That would have went through me. And I got halfway down the road, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, that car went through me. That's the power of God.
Oh, my, yeah, yeah.
And I never forgot that he talked about that a little while ago. He said, he's a grown man now. But he said, yeah. The encounter, you know, all through my life, I think I've had angels of God there. Mom always talked about that God sends his angels to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're in need. And there's been times in my life I know it was the Lord that got me out of hot water. And I wasn't going in a good way. But the Lord did point it out to me. I made a vow to him. I said, you get me out of this and I will walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the result is here.
Yeah.
I'm living it.
I love it.
But God took care of that. Then the trauma was gone. You know, I've been so blessed. Jobs, you know, I always thought when I got spanked by God, you know, being a loving father, you know, I needed correction. And I was working at Big Boy, and I was supervisor of the girls. Well, I ended up losing my job because I wasn't going to church like I was supposed to, and I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. And I started partying and stuff like that. Well, needless to say, I got fired. It hurt me deeply.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I gave my all to that job, but I walked all the way home that day, and that's quite a ways on the hill all the way back, all the way to where I lived on Morrison Street. And but I had to, because I was praying, and I was crying, and I was talking with God. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. You know, I realized I did wrong, and I needed to be corrected. And I thanked him for it. When I got home, my mail was in, my income tax was there. I could live on that for a while. It was quite a nice check, and I was very thankful.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Even when you're being corrected, he still takes care of you.
I knew better. I knew better.
Yeah.
Shame on me. Now, if I know what I know now, back then I would have never done it.
Mm-hmm. All of us can say that over and over again, I'm sure.
You know, we're not sheep. We get our heads on the head.
I love knowing, you know, that we have our angels, and after all of these studies, knowing, like we said before, they work for us in the heavenlies, preparing our way before us. They work for us in the physical. They show up as people. We know how many times during every day they save us from bad situations. They're just constantly at work, and many times we do know we were just saved by an angel, but who knows how many other times during the day they have saved us from situations that we weren't even aware of. It's just very comforting to know they're there, and we thank you, Father, for them. We thank you for them. Okay, does anybody else have anything they'd like to share? And otherwise, we'll go to our communion verses. What we're going to do now is read the verses out of the Bible about communion, and then we will say the prayer of salvation for anyone that's with us that has not yet received Jesus as the Lord of your life. Before we take communion, we'll say that prayer so you have the opportunity to do that. We don't recommend that you take communion until you have done that, so please. Say the prayer of salvation with us. It's a life-changing, eternity-changing decision for you to make, and it can only bring good into your life. So please pray this prayer of salvation with us after we read these verses, and then and then contact us. We'll help you know how to walk out your new life as a Christian. We can answer any questions you have about your new Christian life. Pastor will send you videos or lessons, whatever it is that you need for your new life as a Christian. His email address will be in the notes in YouTube, or you can contact us at our website. It has all of our information there too as well. But please contact us and let us know you've made that decision for God. So right now we're going to read our verses out of the Bible. My old cat is here screeching beside me. He seems to have settled down for the minute, but if you hear him, there's not anyone being tortured. It's just the old cat. It seems like as he's losing his hearing, he gets louder and louder when he talks. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to read verses 23 through 28 and 31. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes." Verse 28, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." And what that means is examining yourself, realizing you're a sinner, and we need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. Verse 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged." Thank you, Father. We realize this on our own and judge ourselves, that we need a Savior, and we will not be judged. And then we're going to go to 1 John chapter 4. Verse 17 through 19, this talks about God's love. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he, God, is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." Amen, amen, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Now, your communion elements, if you don't have a cracker and grape juice or bread or something similar, that's what we recommend using, because that's what Jesus used with the disciples. And you want to keep it as close to what they did as possible. If you don't have those things on hand at this time, you can use anything. We're going to bless and sanctify our elements in a minute. So you can use, you know, a stand-in. Just on a regular basis, try to keep it as close to what they did. You want to keep this sacred, as a sacred act that you're doing to remember Jesus. So that's why we always say, you know, do a cracker and grape juice, because that's what they did. So anyone that wants to say the prayer of salvation, we're going to pray it right now. I'm going to share the screen so that you can actually read it out loud as I read it with you. And here we go. The prayer of salvation. I thank you, God. Now I do want to say this again and stress this. Pray this from the depths of your heart. As I said, this is a life-changing prayer. It is an eternal life-changing prayer. without receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't get to heaven, and that changes your eternity. So say this from the depths of your heart. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with good people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy to have you with us, building the army of the kingdom of God on this earth together. And please, like I said, contact us with any questions you have, and we'll be glad to help you walk out this new life and answer any questions you have. And now we're going to bless and sanctify our elements. I'm going to read the purpose of the communion, and then we'll say the communion prayer together. So let's lift our elements. We say, Father, thank you for these communion elements. We bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right, and I'm going to share screen again so we can read this together. And the purpose of the communion for new believers, God cut a blood covenant with you, and he sacrificed his own son to provide that covenant. Jesus' broken body and shed blood have become the eternal proof of God's love for you. Through communion, he urges you to remember them again and again so that when your faith is challenged by deception, you have a strong consolation in Jesus, your Redeemer. Hallelujah. So that is the purpose of the communion, is to continuously remind us of what Jesus did for us. And we also receive healing in our bodies through receiving the communion elements. And here is our communion prayer. Let's read this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Let's pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you sacrificed and suffered to save us. We thank you. And now lift up your cup and we'll say, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. Let's pray this together. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. Whoops. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. Let's receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood you shed for us. And there is the conclusion of our program this evening. Thank you so much for being with us. Phyllis, are you in a position? Do you want to read closing verses for us? Or if not, well, in either way, I would like to pray the Ephesians 1 prayer over all of us. And thank you again for joining us. Hope you're enjoying these studies. And let's tune into our angels and see if we become more aware of their presence.
Okay. Just a second, honey. I don't know why it's hiding from me.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
Okay, it would be Ephesians 3 you want, right?
You can, or 4. Isn't it Ephesians 4? Or is it 3?
14 through 21.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Okay. I got it. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being cast this knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I love the whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good benediction. Thank you, dear.
It is. You're welcome. No, thank you. Thank you. And now I'm reading and praying over you all, Ephesians 1. I'm starting at verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, that's us, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Love those verses too. So thank you again so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow morning for our time of prayer and declaration at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we hope to see you all then. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Love you too. Love you too, Sophie. Hope you're having fun at Grammys. Bye. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.